You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Frida Liu. Get educated and enlightened with the tools to help you succeed in your business on enterprise. I'm speaking to Marsha Ibishitz, Managing Partner of MDI Management Development Institute Asia Pacific, on the topic, Are Malaysian Directors Coachable? Now, Marsha's won the Speakers at Driving Transformation Leadership Through Coaching Seminar, where she'll be speaking on resistance of coaching. This seems like quite a controversial topic, Marsha. Do Malaysian CEOs understand what coaching is?
I'm sure they can understand what coaching is if they get the possibility to hear about coaching. Yeah. So I'm living now for 2 years in Malaysia, and I also say thank you for having me here today. And what I learned during the last 2 years is that the perception of coaching quite changed in Malaysia. When I came here first, some people said, what is coaching and what is this all about?
Playing tennis.
Yeah, yes, something like that, yeah. And as you mentioned it right now, I mean, it's quite interesting that when it comes to sports, everybody understands that coaching is something very important. I mean, if we think about Nicole David, this famous squash player, I mean, nobody would ever think that she does not have a coach. I mean, you can be very good in doing something, but to become really excellent, you usually need a coach.
Tiger Woods.
For instance, yeah. So I think it's very important to understand that what we can accept on the one side should be also possible to implement on the other side. Because what I'm asking myself, probably also you do that from time to time, is why should we be perfect in being managers without any help?
Yeah? How can we be perfect?
That's right.
So what is the resistance with coaching among CEOs? Do they think it's training or do they think it's psychiatric help?
Well, it depends how. First of all, it depends what is the perception of the CEO by himself. Yeah. So as long as managers see coaching as something for weak people, let's put this in brackets. Yeah. But for weak people, then it will be a little bit difficult to implement coaching. But from the moment on, when the CEO starts to understand that even he can improve for himself, and to be honest, I do this job now for 17 years, I never met a CEO or the owner of a company who told me that he's 100% effective. Yeah. So actually, everybody knows that he can improve. The question is he willing to act as a role model also for his employees? Because if the CEO shows, I am a role model, I can accept coaching, then it's much easier also to implement coaching for others.
Do CEOs tend to use the word coaching loosely? What I mean is they think they know coaching. I've already coached him how to do this, and they still can't get it right. So they use the word coaching loosely. Is that one of the factors?
Yeah, definitive. One thing that we observe from time to time is that people think that coaching is telling others what to do. And that's completely the other way around, okay? May I give you some information how I understand coaching and what is it all about?
Definitely.
So from my point of view, the most important thing is what we call the coaching attitude, yeah? So first of all, when I prepared myself for this interview with you today, I read your website. And there you say, BFM communicates with listeners as equals. Well, I love that line because this is exactly what you do in coaching. Yeah. So we are meeting our customers on an equal level. And sometimes when managers tell me, I already coached my employee, yeah, it becomes quite difficult because they're, of course, as human beings, everybody is equal. But when there is hierarchy between the manager and the employee, then usually there is not this equal approach. This is number one, so equal approach. Second important thing is that me as the coach, I have to ask questions. I listen sometimes to managers who tell me, you know, I'm talking to my employee, John, and I'm telling him, you have to change. And all the time, he gives me the same answers. And when this is a coaching session now between me and the manager, then I say, okay, I mean, if you want to get different answers, probably you could start to ask different questions.
Okay.
Yeah. So number two is all about how to ask questions. So as a coach, I'm more in a curious position, like tell me more, showing real interest and helping the person to find her own answers. So point number three is that my client is the expert for the solution. So there is no need for me to be more mature, more expert in this field. So these are 3 points. Then point number four is to help the person to create a solution vision. Yeah. So I don't know, you're stuck in something and you want to get out of it. And then you start to complaining and tell me, oh, it doesn't work. And, you know, my employees, they do not what I want. And I'm so bored by them and I'm so annoyed by them and they're so lazy and whatever. Yeah. And then I ask you, okay, how would it be if, let's say, a miracle happens overnight and you go sleep? Yeah. And you wake up in the morning and this miracle is that everything changed exactly in the way like you would like to have it. And you get up in the morning and you enter the office. Now, how would you notice that everything has changed?
Right.
And this is a moment which usually is quite interesting because there is always resistance, yeah? And resistance is something wonderful. I love resistance, yeah? Because resistance is energy and you can work with that. So if there is this resistance and you work with this miracle question, then sometimes you can see the light in the eyes.
At the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So this is to create a solution vision is a very important point. And then step number five is to reactivate the resources because, I mean, everybody's a genius. Everybody who's in this world has all resources that he needs. And one task of coaching is to help him to unlock all his potential and to get connected with his resources. And last step is to define clear-cut steps and milestones, how to achieve the new defined goal. Yeah.
So this relates to, I know it relates to all six, yeah. But basically the four is to get into a solution mode.
Yeah.
What is the end result that you want?
Absolutely.
And practice those six steps.
Absolutely.
BFM 89.9, the business station.